Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Sefek. There's only one individual in the shul who knows how to read. We work Biker Ksas Psukim, we work Lachareim. Okay, so he lanes each aliyah. So he'll do this multiple times. He'll keep being the oil. Okay.
Is he telling us that the oil has to be able to lane also?
Well, so Zakhtar Mishibur Lama Gimel. They can't follow along even mila b'mila. Now, we had before that the Ramah spoke about this, and he said that you discuss the case of a Summa who obviously cannot follow along. He's not reading from the Ksav, or a person who's an Amor, and the Ramah said the meaning is we give them an Aliyah. So the answer is the Machaber Ozul Tamei, the Kimsim and Kufla Matesse Beis. The Shulchan Aruch is following his opinion before the cause of Shom the Bifin said, Loyala, if a person can't read, he can't get an Aliyah. Okay, in the Fimash Akosa, where Mosh Shom Besiv Gimel, Don Okarma Fil Amoritz, we do give an Aliyah to the Amoritz, Fil and Yochel Likra is Acharei Amakra, even though he cannot follow along. Kamosh Aksav Lashom Mishapura. Can you each tana high dinner, then this Allah will not be true anymore. So the Dan, Loyalam Sarach Likra is Shiva Kriyam, so you will give seven different kriyim.
Evening, Dr. Cooper.
And it will be seven different kriyim. And each one will make their own bracha. And the Shir Tibo will lay. Okay, Masha Vira Grosha, Masif Dal, Dibra Masal, Umaril, Kidaburain.
Good evening, Dr. Friedman.
So is being able to lay with the Tamim Lillian, I'm supposed to he can read from the cloth.
But as long as he can read, as long as he can read the the pauses correctly.
Yeah, he understands Hebrew. He can read it. He just doesn't know the Tamim.
That's fine. As long as he can get the feel for the pasuk properly. Okay, Simon Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. Midalgan Benovi Ve Midalgan Betara Miparsha Lazula Parsha Cheres. We don't skip around. But however, Vahani Mili, we jump around literally. Vahani Mili Bishtein Yonim. We cannot change topics, which will be confusing to people. So the Kohen Gadol would read first Achri Mois, and then he would read in Parshas Emor. So even though he's skipping from Achri Mois all the way to Emor, since it's the same topic, it's not a problem. The Hushal Yikra Al Peh, however, he cannot read it Al Peh. He has to actually roll it. Shashalikris Shalom Minaksav, Filoteva Achaz, you can't read even one word, not from the Sefer Torah. However, Nobi, you can skip topics. But, Behu Shalom Yishav Adilug, but you cannot do it in a way that the zebra is forced to stand there quietly. Okay, so they used to have a maturgamon. So the maturgamon would be translating the pasuk. So while he's translating, you can roll. Because he's busy translating, he's busy explaining. But the problem is nowadays, which we don't have a tar game. Lachar, and now we have this problem that the zebra is going to be forced to be there quietly. So Mishabura will deal with that question. What do we do nowadays? How do we deal with that nowadays with the fact? So he says, if you're learning from a Chumash, it's going to grow some ice. Right? Even if you're learning from a Chumash, you're learning from a Tanakh, so you have a marked up before and you go, doesn't take too long, but you have to roll the cloth. Learning from a klav, it can be much more challenging. So the extra chumra of learning from a klav will generate a problem over here. So Mishabura deals with that. Now, but Mitzak the Shulchan Aruch, but even this halacha that you're learning medalag ben nabi, b'hani mili ben nabi echod, abu ben nabi le nabi ein medalag. You can't skip from one sefer of Nevuah to another sefer of Nevuah. Ubetray Oser, Medal Nami Nabal Navi, Bovashal Yadalig me sefer sefer Litzilosa. You may go, like part of your Haftarah, in one sefer, and then part of the Haftarah, one of the Nevi'im of Treyaser, and the part of the Torah is a different one. You have a Haftarah which is partially from Micha, partially from Yoel, and partially from Hosea. You know, right? Shuvi Yisrael starts off in Hosea, and it goes to Yoel, and it goes to Micha. That's okay, but you can't go backwards. You have to go in order. So that's a famous question that many people in the version of the Haftarah that they have, Rosh Hashanah Shuva, so they start with Hosea, then the Hosea Shuva Yisrael Hashem Malkecho is the end of Hosea. Then they go to Michal Kamoicho, which is in Micha. Then they go back to Yoel. That Katra Sur Makira, right? So that
Tiku Shofet Zion is in Yoel.
Right. So the nowadays in the art school they have the order of the Michal Kamoicho at the end, but some of the older Chumashim have Michal Kamoicho in the middle, which means you're going out of order, but going backwards, which that's the Chur we're saying really you can't do that. Okay. So the Meshibra. We're not medalik b'torah, but by Novi we are medalik. Medalik and Novi. Behind the fimash yidur, the medina ain al b'torah, b'novi psukim yuchadim. So what's the pshat? First of all, there's no the ikar din. There are not specific psukim of Novi. Rashi liyos be'in a sefer. It has to be along the topic of the sefer. Kamam and simin tav chav ches behagol. Shina the mutar hamafter b'novi ledalik b'parsha zul b'parsha cheres. So even if we don't have a standardized Haftarah and the Mafter ones add Psukim of his own from the same topic from somewhere else, fine. Right? Let's see, right? I like that. He's adding Psukim, but if he wants to do it, theoretically he has the right. But Meim Adalga Matar. Hanu b'sheni b'chamishi the tzarich medina likra rak asar psukim l'shasa gavri. Abiyanta the tzarich likra is hey gavri, and the kresim l'chachila b'dilo rak aseder. So I mean on the seder of the week we understand what a medalgam. You're supposed to be learning kisava, kiseitze, the tzav and vayel like a medalgam. What is a medalgam? Of course you can't be a medalgam. You have to read the whole parsha. And you're not supposed to be reading, we're going to read in Devarim a little bit of Akev also. I mean, obviously not. The Kiddush over here is on Yom Tov, or on the weekday. There's no, we have to read the Pesukim. So I want to read the first three, and then skip five, and then read the next four, and then skip 17, and then the last, you can't do that. Or on Yom Tov, where you have to read five Aliyahs, somewhere in the topic. So let's skip a little bit. No, you can't do that. Mishabur does throw in the lashon in the kresim lechatchila b'dilug rakaseder because b'diavad you don't say. So we don't do that. Shematis babel l'fisha divrei Torah divrei asharis v'anoshim u'mitzvus by words of Torah that there's halacha is being taught over here. There's commands. There's punishments. There's etc. Terrible concept, believer. I mean, you want people to absorb the message. We go from one topic to another topic. It's confusing to people. But by Nevi'im, it's Musar. So, yes, Musar is important, very important. But the result of it, the person being confused, the damage will not be as significant of being confused in the words of Torah. So he said, but even in the Torah itself, by one inyan, you may do so. Which She's ever parshas Akharim, she's ever parshas Emor. Right? So there's a gap between. You're allowed to lay both of them together because it's one topic. Even though you're skipping, right? You start Reichal, then the capital, halfway through capital Lamed Beis, and then you skip the Psalach at the beginning of capital Lamed Daled. So that's okay because it's one in. And he said, you can't read Balpeh, but who shall read Balpeh? But some of the Kachetira, the Dalek, the Legal Safer, the Parsha Shnea, after whom it grimmels. Kadesh, Yob, the Likra Shnea, the Balpeh, the Zahoser. We're going to allow you to roll and to skip, specifically as a way to remind that you can't read Balpeh. Okay.
Read what Balpeh, the.
The second, if you're reading Achimois and Amor, so I'll read Achimois and say Amor Balpeh. No, you don't do that. Okay, then he said, but this halacha is only true if there's not going to be the tzibur standing b'shtika. Shlo yisha. B'zmanayim ha'yirgidim l'targim b'in pasuk l'pasuk. There was a translator. So they would read a pasuk, the Targum would translate it. Meanwhile, while he was translating, they would roll. So that's acceptable because you don't end up with the tzibur standing there doing nothing. You cover the tzibur, shiyamdu, bishtika, viyamtinu, force the tzibur to stand there and wait is not proper. Now, Kasuas Paiskin, so we pointed out, Mr. Bruce says, what do we do nowadays? There was a NATO shame, we're getting on the Targum. Silchar, it should be a problem. Not Mishar, it's Mutter. So why in the world should it be Mutter? You're skipping around, so the people see it's not covered in Tzibur. And you, people sit in there quietly, that's not covered in Tzibur. No, Kim Shikolov Doris, Ksubim Bezmanenu, Bekuntris, Bifne Atzman. So they had. The Haftarah is written in the form of a ksav of Kodesh on a klaf, but it's all one book. In one scroll, they had the Haftarah Bereshis, and they skipped the Haftarah of Lech, and they skipped the Haftarah of Lech Lecha, even though there's each one is just an excerpt from a Sefer, they did that. So there's no big kunst to roll. It's right there, it's all written there.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Okay. That's one argument. Abu Chumashim, where they would read from, it's printed in the Chumashim. So again, you don't have to flip anything. You don't have to roll anything in that situation. You can mark off, or you can search now, whatever you need. Well, yeah, people will not be forced to stand there quietly waiting because the person knows where to go. Well, hey, sure, that's mutter. So this argument would be matter two different neviim, even if they're quite far away. It's a book; you just got a lot of pages. That's no gresimize. Now the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss. Okay, so what do we do? Nowadays, what would he suggest to do? In a case where they use a klaf and there's the gap, you know, you have to roll. So Pasha, the loch is in that situation. You shouldn't do that because you shouldn't leave the tzibur standing there doing nothing. Okay.
But it
was a klaf, but each was written as haftarah, but there was multiple haftarahs from different parashas all in one scroll.
but for example, for Shabbos Tshuva, wouldn't those three Nevi'im,
they run all together?
Yeah. So there's no fact that it's a cloth doesn't affect that you don't have to roll.
Correct. When I say cloth, I mean full safer. Right. But nowadays, when we have it on the cloth on a full safer, so we're going to have this lachos shouldn't be true anymore. So imadalgan, I'm saying that as lachara, which it should be so, because no one tells them. I said they have a cloth. At Shabbos Shuvah, they go.
They
have to roll. They must roll. Yeah.
Because they've got the entire.
They have the cyber. All of Shayoser is one klav. Yeshai is one klav, and Yeshaskel is one klav.
And each one is the entire safer.
Each one's the entire safer. Right. So then he said, even in this situation, you cannot skip from one navi to the other. That's too confusing. The Prichodah says in one inyan, even from one navi to the next, you could skip. Because the nevuas are short, therefore, for this purpose, we count it as one big sefer. So you're allowed to be megadalig in one sefer. You can't go backwards. You can't go back to something earlier. It doesn't mean it's at the beginning of the parsha, it means something earlier. Feel him even if they're right next to each other. Some say that you can't. They're not backwards. But within a Navi itself, within the Navi itself, you can't go backwards. Well, but again, we have the problem of Shtika. But that's not the issue. You can go backwards. So that would explain the reason why some people have left her out of order, and they accept that because it's with the Navi Echad, because she also has one Navi for this purpose. So it starts with Hosea, and it goes to Michal, and it goes back to Yoel. That would be acceptable according to this. Some say no. Even one Navi, you don't go backwards. If you have both milas, it's the same topic. It's in the same Navi, then you can't go out of order. That's his hakra. Okay, set base. Nagim b'Shabbos sheish b'chosin lomer akar haftoras. Hashavua, skipping the parenthesis for a second, after they were finished the haftara of the week, they would add in shnayim shosh psukim after soy sosis. It talks about chosin like a chosin, like a kalob. They would lay in the regular haftara, and then they would add a few psukim from soy sosis. Shchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos yom echad. Achim after me chaptar b'Shabbos. I'm in posuk rishon and posuk achron. Me after to yirmalo yohanes and mocher chodesh. Enim chaziyanim. So bilav minig. In the case where Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Sunday, like Rosh Chodesh El will be this year. So the first day is Shabbos. So Shabbos Rosh Chodesh gets haftara. It's also the day before mocher chodesh. So the minig would be delayed in the first and last pasuk. Someone learns such a minig, he says you don't have to stop them. So we do the mice. Mr. Buddha, Nagim, but I'm a minute. I'll come upon me, Misrami, Shahumi, Novi, Lenovi. So you start with the Haftarah from Sefer Yechezkel. Then you read the Sefer Sosis, which is from Yeshaya. So you're going from one Novi to another. So one said, Eimadalgan Bezet. So that's why nowadays the minhag became acceptable to add these extra psukim, which was not there earlier, because nowadays we're using a chumash. So on Shabbos, after you would finish the haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, they would read the first and last pasuk of Machar Chodesh. Tell me a minute. I have to come and pull me. Mistrami shahum me novi lenovi. No, wrong line. Pasuk Rishon. The Zecher Shalemocher who Rosh Chodesh to remind people that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. By the Simon, come on Simon Tovchav. Hey, the Hanu Shemis Bar. The Chiyam Ein Noigem Adalig Me Novi Lenovi Klap. But the Ma'aseh we don't do this. Even based on nowadays, the Shemur still says we don't do it. Gimel. They go on Sefer Torah but Tzibur, and they quote at Tzibur. The man lehem el Sefer Torah echod, and Shichon Likris the Shnei Yonim, Gerlin b'yidoch and quote at Tzibur. So instead of using one Sefer and rolling it, we use two Sorem. That's quote at Tzibur. But if you don't have a choice, you have a choice. And Gerlin, you know, B'Shabbos Shekar and B'Shnei Sefer Torah, Yechelam legal Alchas B'Oid Shekar and Rishana. If you're rolling one while you're lending from the other one, so you're not the tzibur is just standing there waiting. That's that the problem. Tzibur is standing there waiting. That's not proper. So you sell that. But we're not girlul because of the they come out of tzibur, ain't girlin. If you didn't arrange it beforehand, you should go out there because Zimra take care of it then. They shouldn't be standing there waiting, just awaiting it. If they have three tutor vinyanam, Shayanam can Shabbos or Shkodesh or Yabdus Menech Hamafter. So tutor, it's Shabbos, the regular Seder, then there's the parsha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So go to me, the Rutzalar, the Rina Mishum Zeh, Kikra Parsha Shal Mafter Balpeh, or Bechumish, the Mistama Tibur Merkle Makwedim Kele Kaim Kriya Sam Mafter Kedin. So we should argue, listen, that the Mistama, but he will rely on reading it from Bechumish, or that we assume that they're, we should assume that Tzibur is Merkel on their cupboard to be able to read properly, not say Bal Peh, read properly in the Sefer Torah. Okay. 757. Dalad. A current lot of Echel Mishnei Sefer Torah, Shem Pagamai, here Shinira, Kipagam, Matlab, Dovah, Barishan, Shorishan. We give him an aliyah a second time. It looks like he wasn't used to the first sefer. We have to give him an aliyah a second time. So that's a begam in the first sefer. Al v'shloish shagavim v'shloish shesvorim kan v'shkodesh tev v'shechal yiz b'shabes like a mishum begam. But more than one person in different sefer. Oh, well, we started with him. It didn't work. Let's try another sefer. That's not a problem.
Wow.
The fact that you're lighting three different people from three different Svarim doesn't bother us. Mishabur Yudzayin, Mishnei Sefer Torah. Benyamin Yenecha, Ben Mishnei Yonim, whether it's two different topics or not, Gan Mishabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Yomtiv. The dinner who is a Karan Lamafter, Besefer Echo, Acher, Haniglu Mikvar, Mukhaloy Simokim, Kadesh, Yistarch, Haniglu, Betsefer, Sefer Rishon, Kanabas, Gimel. So we're going to use a second sefer because we don't want to use the same sefer and roll it, because of the covenant of the tzibur, tzircha of the tzibur. So it should be prepared beforehand. So now we have two separate Torahs ready to go. Zot mechare and likrits the mishol abachroi no shi'al agav hu gam ken lamafter b'sefer Hashem. He can't get the liyah in the first sefer and then get the liyah in the second sefer as well. Even though he's the only person who knows how to be mafter. It looks like you're questioning the kashrus of the first sefer. That's why he's getting aliyah in the second sefer. El yiglu a sefer Torah rishana shigil sham. So what's you roll the sefer Torah? So what do you do? You can't give him a second aliyah. He's the only person who knows how to read them after. So what do we do? So what we do is we roll the Sefer Torah in this person, that last person. He give him the Akron, and then extend the Akron into those Pesukim as well. V'im yirtzu likrus them after him hakruyim shekadim Akron. I'm going to go back and not give mafter to the last person, but somebody who was earlier on now gets a little bit of mafter also. So you cannot argue, what's the problem? The problem is because when he reads in the first sefer, then he reads in the second sefer, he says, what's going on? Why is he in the second sefer? Must have something wrong with the first sefer. But he read from the first sefer, and somebody else read from the first sefer. And then now we want that first person to go back and read from the second sefer. You can't say it's because there was a problem, because why'd you let other people read from the first sefer as well? So that situation, they argue it's mutter. Something wrong with the first one. It's like a new kriya. No shachas before. That's one argument. There's no difference. The reason why we gave this person aliyah, because yeah, he lay in the first aliyah. Then somebody else lay in the second aliyah. Then they found a psul of the sefer, and now they say, okay, give the first guy an aliyah from the other sefer. That's what people will argue.
Why is there a concern? I mean, I can understand about a person. Not about a sefer Torah. I mean, the Gabbaim are the ones in charge. They determine which sefer Torah you're going to use. What's the nafka? I mean, somebody out there in the seaboard thinks it's the plus of sefer Torah. They're going to pay attention. And
no, just it's also the covenant of the Torah. Sure. Yeah. But in case where you have Chosim Bereshis, even though he had an aliyah earlier in one of the Sefer Torah, that's not a problem. Three people in three different Sefer Torah is okay. Shoshagabi, Shoshav Sorim, who didn't betray Gabi, betray Sorim, or two people in two Sorim. Yisarishim, Ashloish, Alikris, the Sefer Torah, Shlishis, them after. If number one wants to be the mafter of the last one, so that's what we had before, can you go back to somebody earlier or not? The example that he gave is Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechaldis B'Shabbos. Shechad Kar Binyano Shagyar, Mashenim Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shishi B'Shal Chanuk Al Mafter. So you have three different kriyas. So, three different Sefer Torah. Like Mishum Pagam, I feel like even though it's one topic, there's no Pagam at all. Okay, let's hold it here.